Fluffy is a new band from England that isn't afraid to invoke the influence of 70s punk rock. The group's debut album, Black Eye, was produced by Bill Price, who also produced the Sex Pistols and The Clash. But rock critic Ken Tucker says that this band of four women has an attitude that distinguishes it from its predecessors.
The women in Fluffy are all in their early 20s, but they have the two-decade-old primal punk philosophy of hard, fast, and loud, down cold. Their name, of course, is a joke. There's nothing fluffy about them or their music. I first heard Fluffy on a five-song live CD released early this year. It was recorded at New York's CBGB's, the birthplace of American punk. You could hear the thrill in the voice of lead singer Amanda Root, so pleased to be treading the same beer-varnished floorboards as the Ramones and Blondie once did. The music on Black Eye is only slightly more polished than Fluffy's live act. It's an ideal showcase for their sound. Fluffy toys constantly with the fundamental rock and roll woman conundrum, which is, of course, girls, doormats or man-eaters. Fluffy likes to make fun of both stereotypes. When Amanda Root sings on the cut I just played, "Tie me down, honey, make me feel secure," she wrings every ounce of irony out of that pun. Root's yelling is so expressive you might take for granted her ferocious lead guitar playing and the precise slamming of drummer Angie Adams. You shouldn't. Look at the pictures of Fluffy on the Black Eye CD sleeve, and note the heavy mascara, the leather pants, and the occasional fishnet stocking, and remember that this was the way that, here in America, all-woman outfits like the Go-Go's and the Runaways started out, as tough trollops. But the music on Black Eye is much stronger, much earlier on in their career. Besides, Fluffy also cites the New York Dolls, men who used to wear dresses and fishnets and play terrific music, as a prime influence, and they include a song here called "Crossdresser." Fluffy really wants to satirize the maximum number of pop culture cliches about sexuality, and on Black Eye, their vehement jokes are real turn-ons.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.